And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. My apologies for the tardiness. You don't want to know, right? It is Wednesday, October 29, 2025. My very special guest is Sam Andrews. Sam Andrews, I'm going to tell you what, this guy is, he is one of my favorite people on the planet. I just want to, I want to welcome all of you watching this live in the chat, live on Rumble in the chat. Thank you so very much. I want to thank you for your patience. Thank you for your kindness. Everything's fine. Just had a little mishap on the way in. It happens, you know. It's no injuries. I'm kidding. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. We just, yes, you know, it is what it is. All right. With me is Sam Andrews, the Freedom Center USA. freedomtrain.net. The link is right down there in the program description box all over the planet. Everyone knows Sam Andrews. Welcome to the show, Sam. Thank you so much. God bless you, my friend. How you doing? And you look dapper today. Jury or what's going on here?
Well, prosecuting, you know, case? When I wear a suit, it's a really bad day for somebody.
I think so. Yeah. Care to share? Are you okay? I mean, everything.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, I used to joke with my wife that if I have to put on a suit, somebody's having a really bad day. Either a guy's getting married and ruining his life, or
he's getting married.
Or in fact, we're burying a friend of mine. So
I hope it's not the latter.
As a matter of fact, I'm here to bury somebody. I'm here to bury Big Pharma.
Well, Doug, let's do it, my friend.
If I do my job tonight, this will be, in one show, the most frightening thing ever presented on your show. Yep. And the most positive, constructive thing that will change more people's lives than anyone can possibly imagine.
That is so. I mean, there is a benefit. There's a benefit to what we're talking about here to the people who are listening, right?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that if you love someone or you love 10 people, you call them or text them right now and tell them to get on this show.
Okay.
Because in the latter half of this show, I'm going to bring information that is life changing to people's health.
All right.
And we're going to talk about how that actually gets done. And because with the advent of AI and the research that's been done internationally over the last 15, 25 years, we now have the ability to heal people. We don't have to take drugs. We don't have to be part of the Big Pharma system. We can check out. The biggest problem is we have U.S. senators, the FDA, and Big Pharma trying to squash the truth and keep Americans from understanding this. This new technology.
Color me surprised. Yeah, color me surprised. But the title of the show, I looked at it, I'm thinking, okay, what I missed? Because I kind of knew, but I didn't know. So I'm more than a little bit intrigued. So wait a second. What's that have to do with being a guy?
Well, it's the interesting thing. So I went and had some blood work about a month ago. And there was a Navy nurse. She's taking a look at me and she said, sit down, we'll go over your numbers. And she said,
yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Your testosterone has dropped to 270 points in the last 4 years. So we need to look at doing something. I said, well, how low is it? And she said, well, it's not really low. It's just below the threshold where we even consider therapy of any kind. And I'm not shy. My number was 529. And she said, but you have to understand that we have such an epidemic, such a problem in this country right now, that the average 18 to 25 year old recruit that I analyze their blood on in the Navy, their testosterone is half of what yours is at the age of 68.
Wow.
She said it is an epidemic crisis in this country right now. And I said, my numbers are that low, and you're telling me the average healthy recruit in the Navy is half of me? And that's exactly what she said to me. And she confirmed it. And she said, I don't know where they find these people. I said, you said people, not guys. She said, exactly. She said, if their numbers go another 30 points lower, they won't even be able to reproduce. That's how bad it is right now in the United States of America.
I believe it. I believe it. Okay. So what? I mean, okay.
Okay. So what are the long-term implications? We can't reproduce as a nation. Yeah. We don't have men to defend our nation. I mean, when you look at historically what has happened to every single country that has become feminized or slightly sexually, morally corrupt, they get overrun by a more masculine society. That's a historical fact for 7,000 years.
All right.
So yep. This is deeply concerning. Now, having said that, do we have to save every man and get their testosterone numbers up? No, we don't. But we better make sure that at least 25% of our male population are men, or this country's going away in less than a generation.
I've heard that. I'm not sure. Okay, so, okay, we'll continue, please.
This is the epidemic. Eric, if you want to throw a slide up there, let's go back to 2006, 2007 timeframe. We're not the first to sound the alarm on this, but it's gotten so much worse in the last 10 years. Just absolutely unbelievable. I don't know if you know how to pop that up and read it, but what we're looking at here is pretty remarkable. So I don't have to play my screen around. This is from the National Institute of Health. This is in their library. We observed.
Wow. Sorry about that. Sorry about the feedback, folks. That won't happen again. Go ahead.
Okay. We observe a substantial age-independent decline in testosterone does not appear to be attributable to observed changes in explanatory factors, including health, lifestyle characteristics, smoking, and obesity. The estimated population level declines are greater in magnitude than the cross-sectional declines in testosterone typically associated with age. So this is back in 2006, the National Institute of Health started publishing studies like this. Conclusions: these results indicate the recent years have been a substantial and unrecognized age-independent population level decrease in testosterone in American men, potentially attributable to birth cohort differences or to health or environmental effects not captured in the observed data. So the observed data basically looked at three things. It looked at obesity, smoking, and disease. And so when you look at that study from 2006, here was somebody trying to sound the alarm that American men are now chemically less like men. And it's a change. It's a dramatic change that cannot be attributed to normal observable factors and cannot be attributed to age. Normally, there are different studies, but some people claim you lose 0.4 of 1% of your testosterone per year of age after the age of 30. Some people say up to 1.6. The average is about 1% a year if you average all the different studies out there. But none of this is attributable to age. It's dropping so fast, Doug, that it has people looking at these things in a serious state of alarm.
Now, are these results just specifically to Western men?
American men on the studies we're talking about.
Okay. So, for example, the military age Afghan and military age man from Middle East. Okay.
They're not having these problems.
They're not. Okay. So it is only the white American male or black American male? Is that?
Or Hispanic American male, okay. Or right. Chinese American male. It's people inside the continental United States. So indigenous to the 48. Eric, if you want to throw up the next slide, we'll hit that quickly. Okay, this is another study from 2023. Generational decline in testosterone levels observed. Trend does not seem attributable to health and lifestyle changes. So when you become obese or overweight, your testosterone levels drop. Adiposity, these issues with weight, insulin rising, these all cause drops in testosterone. But the drops that we're seeing in these studies are so great, they can't even be attributed to gaining weight. Now, smoking has declined, and testosterone levels dropped with that. There's some data out there that suggests that nicotine actually helps your body produce testosterone. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I've seen where nicotine does. Yeah, go ahead.
But so researchers...
Not necessarily. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, so if you want to talk about when did the problem start, says researchers observed a substantial decline in testosterone among U.S. men 1987-99 to 2002-2004. It was independent of age. So when Eric gets a chance, he can throw up the next slide. But we're going to go through some of these because it's not just one source sounding at the alarm. It's everybody that's looking at this issue. So it says, for instance, there were increases in obesity and medication use, but a decrease in smoking. By the last phase of the study, the researchers found that 719, 52% of the participants reported at least one chronic illness. 25% were smokers, 296 were obese, and 22%, that's 300, reported using at least three prescription medications. Now, this is what ties into what we're going to talk about in the last half of this this podcast, right? Because one of the things that is not discussed or studied is the influence of big pharma drugs on the drop in testosterone of American male. What do Americans do more than any other population on earth? They suck down big pharma products. And that is a significant factor, not just the drugs that they take for disease, but the vaccines they give children before their endocrine system even develops. But you won't see any double-blind studies on a population of Amish that didn't take vaccines and what their testosterone levels are and what the normal American does that has 72 vaccines before they hit 12. You're not going to see that study. All this stuff is being suppressed because Big Pharma knows what they're doing to American men. They know exactly what they're doing. And so what do drug companies do? And I'm not trying to disparage using a drug to save a life. There's a difference between a life-saving drug in an emergency situation where to keep somebody alive, you have to thin their blood or you have to do something else with a pharmaceutical. I'm not confusing that with what we call long-term health care.
Right.
Okay. It's not health care. We're not caring for our health when we take drugs from big pharma. What we're doing is managing the decline and lining the wallets of the pharmaceutical companies. And this is the half of World War II. You remember the people that chose to be on Germany's side in World War II?
Well, not personally, but...
Yeah, you would describe them as what?
Angry?
Angry or dumb enough to choose the wrong side? How about that?
Have you ever heard the
story about the British, about the German pilot who landed in Berlin?
That was a high cabinet member of Hitler, right?
I don't know. He landed in Berlin. This was after World War II.
Oh.
And the ground control said, you need to speak in English. And he said, I'm a German pilot flying for Lufthansa, a German airline, landing at a German airport. Why do I have to speak English? And this British Airways pilot got on the channel and said, because you lost the bloody war. Okay. So if you sided with Germany in World War II, you picked the wrong side. Now, World War IV is going to be the big pharma cronies and their friends, bought and paid for U.S. senators. And the real doctors, the real healthcare professionals that want to heal people that are using something called peptides.
Peptides. All right.
And we're going to get into what that is. I'm going to try not to nerd too hard on everybody with the science. We do need an understanding of what we're talking about, a basic understanding. Yes.
I am somewhat familiar with this. I've heard this before. And okay, so by the way, this is all by design too. Am I not correct? I
mean, absolutely. Once the American population realizes the power of skillfully deployed peptides in the human body for healing problems, healing diseases, the cash cows of the big pharma companies are going to go away. There's over $1 trillion in pharmaceutical sales in the United States of America. I could see that disappearing by about 93% in the next 3 years if we get the message out and we can get Trump or RFK to do the right thing for the American people. It's that powerful.
Interesting you should say all that. Last Thursday, I spoke about my own medical issues and had a functional medicine doctor, Dr. Williams from beingfunctional.com on. And we had spoken privately and somewhat extensively about peptides. And this is fascinating because now, okay, pay attention, folks, to this. And by the way, why don't you go ahead and take the program right now and speak exactly about this? Because I accidentally left my 12-year-old grandchild in the vehicle. I left my grandchild who I just brought back from Walgreens. I made sure he was up on his 12th booster. He's having a little trouble getting out of the vehicle because he's kind of rotund. And plus, I left all the medication and all the prescription meds in the car. And I'm joking, of course, but please take this. Go ahead. Take this.
Okay. So let's talk about what a drug is. And, you know, I'm a trained sniper and I've worked with the Secret Service and Dev Group, different skilled guys in the area of long-range precision shooting most of my life. I'm not a doctor. So anything I say is not meant to prescribe, triage, treat any illness. This is for information, education, entertainment purposes only.
Right.
But I am going to tell you the truth. And the fact of the matter is, if you had a situation where you had a bad guy in a crowd wanting to hurt the president of the United States, and you had a Secret Service agent drop a tactical nuke on the guy, what would be the result? You would kill the bad guy. You would kill the 10,000 people in the crowd there to hear the president speak, and you'd kill the president.
Yep.
This is what drugs do to the human body. They are not delicate. They are not precise. They are like a nuclear bomb into your system. And you just noticed some information come out about a month ago on Tylenol and the problems that it was causing. You know what the company that makes Tylenol didn't do? They didn't refute it immediately. What did they say? Well, we've never recommended Tylenol for pregnant women. That was their response. They knew. They knew the damage Tylenol was doing to human beings. That's why they said pregnant women shouldn't take it. But
we saw those who know better, those who hate Trump so much, go ahead and OD as a pregnant woman on Tylenol. How ridiculous does it have to be to actually be that brainwashed and that messed up mentally, where someone would do that? And we've seen this, and that's not really an isolated instance. So is that part of that psychosis too? I mean,
It's part of the overall health picture.
All right.
You know, I believe that to be mentally healthy, you have to be physically healthy.
True.
And I'll get into why. I'll get into the science of why. But let's talk about what a drug is. A drug is like an atom bomb in your system. It may take care of the problem, but at what cost, at what collateral damage is always the question. And there always is some. Now, a peptide is in fact a very short chain of amino acids, and it has a very unique characteristic. And the characteristic is how the aminos are arranged, because it gives that peptide a very unique shape. And there are cell receptors in the body that have a unique shape as well that fit only that peptide. So if you were to talk about a drug is like a nuclear bomb, and a peptide is like a sniper that gets the job done with no collateral damage. Now, if you want to talk microbiology, let's get into what a protein is, and we'll compare and contrast that to what a peptide is. A protein is a very long chain of amino acid compounds. It's a complex structure. Think of a protein like a novel or like reading the whole Old Testament. That'd be a very good example of what a protein is. A peptide is like a text message with three instructions. And so what happens is that the peptide has a very unique shape. Cells have very unique receptors. That peptide goes in like a key and locks in the receptor of a cell, turns the cell on, and then gives the cell a set of instructions. Do this, this, and this. And that is the beauty of a peptide, because it is natural. It is the language of your body designed by God. And by the way, in doing research on this topic, I have found that in our genome, in our human genome, is the ability to cure every disease. It's the ability to fight off every pathogen. What God did in our genome, placed in our genome, is a code that defeats everything known on planet Earth that can harm a human. Now, what's the issue? The issue is, can you activate cells to get genes to express the information to defeat that particular threat? And you get into the complexity of T cells and how these peptides give messages and activate cells and express things from genes and put quality information in the T cells' hands and allow them to do their job. It's a miracle. It's an absolute, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever looked at in my entire life. And I got a really hot wife, so that's saying something. Now, the fact that these peptides communicate in the language of the body means that they operate inside the body's loop. So all of our systems, like when we get injured and we have cytokines rush to the injury site, and there's all kinds of oxidative particles and pollution in that area that need to be cleaned up, and you have basically the cytokine storm. Eventually, the body cleans this stuff up. The process is called autophagy, and the body cleans the area up, and they start bringing in the things that heal the area. Now, what's fascinating is that ATP is the currency of how everything is done in the human body. ATP is this parcel of energy, this unit of energy that the mitochondria in your cells produce that allow everything that happens in your body to happen. When you blink, that's ATP being used. When you lift weights, that's ATP. When you're thinking, your brain uses 20 to 30% of your body's ATP. That's how much energy your brain uses when your body is alive. The whole system is so beautiful in so many ways, but it operates in one currency. And these mitochondria are like little nuclear reactors that produce ATP. And all way, cells
this,
have
this does go to women as well. I mean, we're not talking just guys.
We're not talking just men here. Okay. And by the way, women have just as many hormonal issues as men do in America, but it's a different type of issue. And it's a much more complex, much more sensitive system than men have. Men's hormone balances are a lot easier to fix than women's. Women are highly sensitive, and their system is more complex from a hormonal standpoint. And it takes a lot of care to get a woman's hormones in the right place. It takes a real expert working on that so that you're not doing damage. The fact is, as I studied this more and more, you know, I realized that the creator of the universe did an absolutely marvelous job structuring the human body and its ability to heal. I'm so impressed with this, more so than I have ever been at any point in my life. And I can tell you, you know, I grew up in a manufacturing family. My family made printing presses. And what's really kind of fascinating is that the way the body works is almost identical to how a manufacturing company works. You have materials, raw materials. You have worker bees, people that do the labor. You have supervisors that organize the labor. And you have crews that come in and clean areas and create pathways. And then it's the orchestration of all of this is an amazing gift from God. Unfortunately, we've had big pharma companies killing people for the better part of how many decades? I don't even know if I know the answer. Maybe 100, maybe 12 decades. Years.
Yeah.
Who knows? I
mean, in one form or another. So,
But the research in the AI now has opened the door. The genie is out of the bottle. And we have doctors out there healing people with peptides. We have doctors healing bones with peptides. We have doctors healing type 2 diabetes with peptides. We have doctors reversing dementia with peptides. We have doctors healing hearts with peptides. We have doctors clearing out clots in arteries and with peptides bringing in new endothelial cells into the lining of the arteries and restoring elasticity to arteries with peptides. The drug companies cannot compete with this. And this is World War IV, and it's already started. But I'm begging everyone to be on the right side of this war.
All right.
Do not be on Big Pharma's side. Be on the functional medicine doctors, the functional health nurses, the people that are interested in the truth about healing the human body, not stringing it along, managing decline, and lining your wallet. And that's exactly what our healthcare industry has been. It's really been a managing the symptoms and the decline industry for so long.
And folks, I've heard this, and I just want—I'm glad Sam is addressing this because I've heard this from a personal—I mean, on a very personal note, I've heard this. And it's not too late because what you're talking about, folks, if there are any of you out there who are getting up in years or having issues and having issues or having issues and, or not, I mean, regardless of what your station in life is, this, what Sam's talking about is very important. So continue, please. I really appreciate this. I just want to underscore the value of this because I just learned this and quite frankly, This is critically important for all of us, you and me. But
it's absolutely earth-shattering what the strength of this stuff is. And let's talk about the corrupt government system. You notice normally when I'm on your show, I'm wearing a Trump hat.
Yeah.
Do you see a Trump hat tonight?
I don't even see it in the room. But yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I've about given up on Donald Trump. Pam Bondi's DOJ has done some really horrific things to the Second Amendment in the last couple of weeks. Donald Trump has not given good direction to RFK. RFK is talking about limiting vaccines and doing some other things, but he is ignoring the peptide revolution going on all over the world. And the only people that suffer are the American people.
But he's taking
RFK.
Methylene blue, though. I mean, hey, there's that.
He's what now?
He's taking methylene blue, so there's that, right?
Well, you know, and what is methylene? Let's talk about methylene blue. Because methylene blue can be something that's positive for some people. But I want to start with a big picture, okay? Peptides are messengers. They activate cells. They speak the body's language, okay, which means they operate within the body's natural feedback loop. So when the problem gets solved, then your body chemistry goes back to being healthy. But remember what I said, almost all problems that exist health-wise are a result of low energy, low ATP. When your ATP is low, you don't have the energy to rebuild in the mechanisms that the body uses to rebuild. So as you get older and your body declines, you can't rebuild fast enough. That's what we call aging. And it starts at the mitochondria level. And so to heal, you have to have enough ATP generated by your mitochondria to do the work. Just like to have an AI system, we're allowing them to put their own power plants, because if we go full blown on AI, we will double or triple the necessary electricity needed inside the United States of America. And that's why the Trump administration is allowing these AI companies to build their own power plants on site. Because we don't have the energy to support artificial intelligence. And in the same sense, if your body doesn't have healthy mitochondria, which it rarely does when you're in decline, then you don't have the energy to use the processes that your body can use. So the first thing that you want to do to start restoring your health is go to a peptide called retatrutide. And retatrutide does something, it does a whole bunch of things in the body. It helps your mitochondria. It changes the way that your body metabolizes lipids and fats. It changes, so people lose weight. They look at it as a weight loss drug, and it's not a drug. It's a peptide that turns on about 15 different systems in your body that help you become healthy again. It helps facilitate autophagy. It attacks inflammation. It almost single-handedly can cure type 2 diabetes. It can destroy insulin sensitivity. Can you imagine that?
I can. Yeah.
And that's where we are technology-wise. And so once you start with retatrutide and you start cleaning your system up, dealing with amyloid plaques and all of these oxidative things that are poisoning your body and making your cells produce less energy, then you can go to some things that will really help your mitochondria produce more energy.
All right.
MOTS-C, MOTS-C is an amazing thing. It does all kinds of things, helping your cells produce more mitochondria, more energy. Your body actually produces MOTS-C in and of itself. If you're a healthy guy and you check your MOTS-C levels and then you go in the weight room and weight train like mad with heavy weights for 2.5 hours, your MOTS-C levels go up 30x. See, it's a natural mechanism that allows your mitochondria to make more energy. Now let's talk about what methylene blue does. Methylene blue is a little bit like a crutch. So inside your mitochondria, you have, let's say, four stages or processes. Okay. And so your cells are going to produce energy, but they're going to do it through four different stages and then produce an electron at the end of the fourth stage. What methylene blue does is like a long bridge. So if you have problems in stage 1, 2, 3, or 4, methylene blue is like a jumper cable from the first step to the last step and allows your mitochondria to still produce energy. It sort of circumvents the traffic jam. It's like coming into a traffic jam and a helicopter comes down on top of you, jump out of your car, jump in the helicopter, and you just fly past the traffic jam to your destination. That's what methylene blue does. So it's a little bit of a crutch, but it can really help someone who has poor mitochondrial function get going again. And it's recommended by a lot of doctors in combination with MOTS-C, something called SS31, and another peptide called 5-amino-1-MQ. And these peptides, along with retatrutide, bring back a much stronger, much healthier, much more productive mitochondria. Now, that just means you now have the energy to heal your body. Once you bring your energy level up, you have spare energy. Now you can start to heal disease and heal these problems, these metabolic problems. And that doesn't mean you're going to do it, though. It just means you have the energy to do it. Now, there's other peptides, things like BPC-157 and GHK-CU and TB-500. These three are very interesting when you take them in the right dosages. You don't take them together in one syringe. The companies that are mixing these peptides are really screwing up from a biochemistry standpoint. And the reason is because these peptides all have different pH levels, and they have mechanisms by which they could bond to each other and create a structure that your body's not familiar with. So you should always take a peptide at least half an hour apart from the first one. But BP-157 cleans pathways and does all kinds of things to allow raw materials, which is what GHKCU brings to the party. It brings the elastomers, the collagen, all of the things that you need to heal tissues. And then TB-500 is like the construction foreman. This is the supervisor that controls and orchestrates and orders the healing and the reconstruction of your body. Absolutely fascinating stuff. I'll give you an example. Volleyball player.
I just want to point something out to the people listening and the people watching this. In a medical setting, you could probably expect to pay about $500 for the information you are providing. So, folks, this is
at least. At least the best doctors charge $6,000 for a consultation and $100,000 for a year of management.
Exactly
on these issues.
Yep.
And there are some really good ones out there. But the fact is, if you can educate yourself on these peptides and then get with a health professional that understands how to use these things, you can heal all kinds of things in your body. I was going to give the example of a volleyball player. She was one of the top 20 recruits in the United States. D1 colleges were all over trying to recruit her to their school. And she broke her lower leg 2 weeks before this big tournament. All these coaches from the colleges were coming to sign her. And they all told her, "We're coming to sign you at this tournament. I'll see you there." This was her big moment. And she broke her leg. She went to the orthopedist. And the orthopedist said, 15 days? No, you can't go. You'll never heal in time. There's nothing we can do for you. So he put her in a cast. And this girl's mother was working with one of the top functional health doctors, peptide, for other reasons, and decided to take her daughter to this guy after she'd been to the orthopedist and get a second opinion. And he said, "Look, I've read and talked with doctors all around the world, and these guys have literally been using a combination of three peptides to heal bones. I don't know if we can heal your daughter's leg fast enough, but we can try." And so they put her on a regimen of injecting three peptides in the area of her shin twice a day for 10 days. On the 12th day, this girl goes back to the orthopedist for an x-ray, and her bone is completely healed and ready to play. If you can imagine that. I'll give you a personal example. I had back and knee problems for probably the last 18 months. It was limiting me hanging off a super bike. It was hurting me when I was climbing stairs, messing with me playing tennis or pickleball, basketball, anything. It's just messing with me, pain everywhere, like a letter opener being stabbed into my lower back and being stabbed into my knees. And I started taking these healing peptides. And they told me it'll be 2 to 3 weeks and it should mitigate the pain and things should start to heal. Well, on day 5, I woke up. As I sat up in bed and jumped onto the floor, I realized I had absolutely zero pain in my back for the first time in 18 months. I had zero pain in my knees for the first time in 3 years. And I have had almost no pain since. And that was only 5 days on these peptides. And I had tried everything. I tried physical therapy. I tried painkillers. I tried all these different things. And nothing helped. And these peptides made the pain completely go away in 5 days. Now, I'm not saying that'll happen for everybody, but depending on how far the pain's gotten and how serious your particular issue is, it may take longer. But the fact is, this healing technology is almost like Star Trek. You know, I don't remember, Doug, do you remember Star Trek when Bones would inject a guy with something and before the end of the show, he was all better? Peptides don't work that fast. Okay. It's not that fast, but it's that good. It's so absolutely amazing what you can now do with modern health technology. And unfortunately, the dirty senators and the dirty big pharma companies and the FDA, when's the last time you saw a double blind study on a peptide in the United States of America? I asked myself this question at 1 o'clock this afternoon. You know what I found?
Oh, I can guess, but do go on, please.
One big company, I think it was Lilly, has got a study going on retatrutide right now. One company on one peptide. You know how many peptides are out there, Doug? Known peptides?
Quite a few.
There's like 50 or 100 of these things. Yeah. That we've actually done research on. Some on humans, but if it's on humans, generally speaking, it's been overseas. Has not been the United States of America, and we ought to be asking why that is. Because if the Trump administration is going to claim a Make America Healthy agenda, why are they so far behind on peptides? I've never heard RFK even mention peptides. Have you?
Well, no, and I'll say this. Outside of functional medicine, outside of that environment, I haven't heard anyone either. So, okay. But how long has this been known? That's one question I did not ask in my personal setting.
Well, I was peptides. That's a good question. I was reading a study from 2012, two nights ago. There's some Russian scientists, Anisimov and some other guys. One's a female researcher. And they found that certain peptides actually stopped macular degeneration and healed retina in human eyes, not animals. A lot of peptide tests you see are on animals, but in humans. You know, now, that was 13 years ago, Doug. Why don't American people with eye issues know about this?
Why don't we know about it? That's the question.
Why aren't we treating people and saving their vision? I mean, I'm tired of the excuses from the Trump administration. You tell me you're pro-Second Amendment, and then you file an amicus brief that says the NFA is constitutional. And then in the case in Texas, where a very righteous judge declared the fact that you can't carry concealed into a post office, the federal law, is completely unconstitutional. And then what does our Department of Justice do that's supposedly pro-Second Amendment? They file a motion saying that we need to limit the remedy to only the people in the Firearms Policy Council. Okay, only the people involved in the lawsuit. It was declared unconstitutional. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that?
Because they
don't want federal judges declaring something Trump does unconstitutional and then it applying to the whole nation.
Well, isn't that what's going on right now across the board against ICE and the
Well, no excuses.
Make sense of this. Help me make sense.
I am done with FBI leadership that tells me a 30-06 hit Charlie Kirk right here. And his neck stopped it, and there was no significant damage to his vertebrae of his neck. I'm done listening to these liars. I'm done listening to Pam Bondi, and I'm extremely pissed at Harmy Dillon because she knows better. She's running the Civil Rights Division of DOJ, and she flat knows better. She knows that it's unconstitutional to prevent carry into a post office. She knows that the judge made a righteous ruling. She claims she's Second Amendment. And what do? They try to narrow the scope of the remedy to as few people as possible and say, well,
How can we have a remedy if we don't know who's part of the firearms policy, who's part of FPC? You know, we don't know how to properly treat the people. Well, I'll tell you how to properly treat people. Stop violating their Second Amendment rights, you psychotic liars. First don't tell second, me your Second Amendment.
Just real quick, I find it very interesting. I was going to mention this before the little snafu earlier, but you know, have you noticed the attacks on our Second Amendment are consistent with those on the First? The First Amendment, obviously, Obama coming out, Hillary coming out and saying, we got to fix journalism. We got to and at the same time, very consistent with that, we are now seeing losses in the Second Amendment area. So continue, please. And yes, thank you for speaking the truth about many things. You think maybe we're being lied to about stuff? You know, but you
know what the DOJ reminds me of? They remind me of the guy with a crazy wife, okay, who says, well, we ran out of milk, so I went and got some antifreeze from the garage and put it on your cereal. It's pretty tasty. It's got a sweet taste to it.
You know, never. I was going to
say, that's what we're dealing with.
No, that's fine. Yes, exactly.
These people are blowing smoke at us.
Oh, man.
And where is Donald Trump Jr.? Did you see Megyn Kelly ask Donald Trump Jr.? So what do you think of the investigation the FBI is doing with the Charlie Kirk thing? Did you see that garbage?
And
Donald Trump Jr. avoided the question the first time around. He didn't even want to answer it. And then he's like, well, I think they're pretty much right on. Like Donald Trump Jr. doesn't know that a 30-06 will over-penetrate four of Charlie Kirk's necks.
Well, yeah, okay. But, you know, on the larger look, the Kirk investigation, along with everything else that we're looking at, Sam, we are getting lied to. And you know, is okay. So let me ask you, is this a case of, well, we're moving the ball ahead as much as we can, so we're kind of doing this strategically? Or is this a case of new boss, same as the old boss, or new people, same as the old people? Or what the hell is, I mean, help me understand all of this. What is going on with all of this? I don't get this. The Comer Committee, Judiciary or Oversight Committee, puts together this massive investigative report, gives it to Bondi on a silver platter, and nothing is going to be done about it, or seems to be done about it. What the hell's wrong with this? We have auto pens, the auto pen bullshit. What the heck is, mm-hmm. what is, okay, so you're telling, go ahead, sir.
How long will wise, intelligent American men, how long are they going to tolerate our own government lying to us? I mean, how stupid do they think we are? They think we're going to buy the 30-06 scam? Are you kidding me? So, you know, when I was a young engineer, we were shooting animals and filming them with high-speed cameras for a branch of the government, and we would see what happened when a 300 mag or a 30-06 hit something in the neck and the skin stretched out the size of a beach ball, not just to the front of somebody's chin. You know, anyone who thinks that what hit Charlie Kirk had the energy level of a 30-06 has no idea what they're talking about. That guy was hit with a very small, very light, very fast spinning projectile that broke apart before it ever got to his spine. And that's less than 4 inches. So that puts you in a narrow range of weapons, a very narrow range of what Charlie Kirk was shot with. And I've seen enough evidence now and enough camera views from enough people. And do you know that the federal government, you know, there were over 1,000 people there videoing Charlie Kirk with his.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And look,
do you know what happened to those videos?
Deleted at the orders or by the FBI or otherwise confiscated or what? Tell me what happened.
Deleted off of the same thing that happened to me when I was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th to report to you what was going on. And I was filming these Antifa people walking down the middle of Constitution Avenue with bullhorns and a wagon and a battery saying, revolution, you know, at the Capitol at 1 p.m. Tell your friends. And they repeated that over and over again for hours. And I videoed them, three separate videos. I took pictures of them. Do you know, by the time I got back to the hotel room that night, all of that stuff had been deleted from my cell phone.
Gee, go figure. And yet they, you know, last night, folks, this is what I'm talking about cell phone stuff. And, you know, gee, the system went down on the 5th and everything's corrupted. You know, you're going to believe this crap. And thank you. And by the way, sedition hunters are still looking for you and are still after you and I. You know what? 6-5 years plus later, right? So this is all bullshit. Everything we're being told is bullshit. Folks, listen up. If you want to get better, fine. If you don't, I don't give a shit. Listen to this guy and also stand up for your friggin' rights. Don't take any bullshit. And you know what? Let's turn this friggin' ship around, or let's take our stuff and go home. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah. And turning the ship around starts with your own personal health. If you're not healthy, it's going to be very difficult. And I see this all year long training people at the Freedom Center. They have health issues. They can't bend down and pick up a magazine. They can't get low behind cover. They can't get off the ground if they do get low. And so you have to have a basic threshold of strength and a basic threshold of flexibility. And you have to have a basic threshold of self-care to be able to function as an American man and do your job to defend your family, your community, and your country. And peptides, I'm telling you, everyone has struggled with being overweight. Just about everybody you know at some point in their life has struggled with being overweight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically, does that have something to do with BMI? In other words, being overweight is a technical term, kind of like expert is a legal term. How do you define overweight? Because I think everyone is, unless you're
not everybody
underweight. Well,
not everybody. We have men in this country that are in great shape and know a lot about health and take really good care of themselves. And we have athletes that perform at a high level, but we don't have to save the whole male population, but we better save 25% of it because we are going to need the Department of Defense. No matter what happens with our corrupt government, we're going to need people to defend this country because there's a lot of people that want to destroy it. Most of the globe wants to see America fall.
And 90, a high percentage of those people on the left want to see America fall. How? Somebody help me. Somebody sit me down and explain to me how, and for the love of everything that is holy, can you have a friggin' Muslim mayor to be expected in New York City 24 years after what allegedly happened? How is that friggin' possible? What are you drinking? What are you thinking? What is your friggin' problem? Explain this to me.
It's mental illness, Doug. These people aren't healthy. They're not healthy in their bodies. They're not healthy in their brains. It is absolute mental illness. And you know what? There is a incredible tie. You know what they call Alzheimer's now? They call it type 3 diabetes.
Yeah, I've heard that. Do you agree with that kind of that?
Yes. Depiction? Yes. Because here's what happens when you get all these free radicals, all of these oxidative materials that are polluting cells, it doesn't just slow down the mitochondria. It doesn't just tear holes in cell walls. It creates things like amyloid plaques in the brain. And see, that's what retatrutide is so effective at. It's part of the protocol to turn back Alzheimer's. It's part dementia, these things, because not every peptide will cross the blood-brain barrier. These things, it really depends on what you're trying to do, but the same things that cause problems in your mitochondrial and metabolic health cause problems in the brain.
Right.
So have you ever seen these protesters, these people protesting ICE, how many of them are thin and in shape?
Just the older, quote, boomers, which, you know, look, I don't. But anyway, the older ones who are generally female, purple hair. And
oh, they're not in shape. If they fall down, they're going to break a hip. Their bones are fragile.
Yeah.
They got osteoporosis because they don't eat properly and they don't have good mitochondrial health. They're not in shape.
Right.
But how many times have you seen a liberal protest or people out supporting Mondami and these people even look remotely healthy? They don't. They look horrible.
No. I agree.
They don't look healthy because they're not. They're not physically healthy and they're not mentally healthy.
I don't know why that image, which I can't get out of my head now, of Jerry Nadler pops into my head when he was with Pelosi. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway.
Well, don't make fun of Nadler. He's about to discover diabetes 4.
Which is what? Never mind. I get it.
It's what you get when you're overweight and you wind up in a jail cell.
Well, we see. Okay, back to the issue. All right, and I was again. You know, I spent too much time thinking. I guess I'm a little bit too introspective. I was today. I was thinking. All right, you know, and knowing that you're in beyond, but the fact that what. Seriously, generation ago, a couple of generations ago, several, okay, but we would be hanging people from trees right now. Back in the day, you know, forefathers, we would be hanging friggin' people from trees. Mm-hmm. We would be going in and dueling people and yeah, different time. I get it. But we would be taking action. Today, we're just taking it in stride. Oh, well, you know, yeah, you know, take the gun rights away or take this away and take that away. Get whatever the case might be. So I thought for a second, I thought, you know what? I would think that there's a connection between our health, really our health, our mental health and action. I mean, that's
it. There is because it affects testosterone, Doug.
Yeah.
It affects testosterone. It affects your basic energy level.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have the energy to heal your own body, you're going to have the energy to go deal with a corrupt government.
No. And my scooter can't go that far.
I love this doctor from Texas. His name's Trevor Bachmeyer. Now, I hesitate to recommend it to a Christian audience because the guy swears like a sailor, but he spits truth, and he knows human biology better than any scientist or doctor I've ever spoke to. And he has a great YouTube channel. He's on Instagram. The guy is a genius. And he lost a lung. Big Pharma almost killed him with chemo and removed a lung from his body.
Man, I would. I'll tell you what.
Oh, he's wound up about that too.
Chemo. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Keep that crap away from people's bodies. How did they? Do you ever wonder how they? Well, we'll just nuke this part. We're just going to put this poison in your to fix your. Yep. That's a great idea, right? I mean.
Yeah, it's a great way to make money. It's a $1 trillion industry all by itself. But this Dr. Trevor Bachmeyer, he, in almost every one of his podcasts, he says, I can't believe my First Amendment rights have been taken from me. I want to tell you the truth on how to heal yourself, but I'm not allowed to. I'm not even allowed to speak the truth.
But who's stopping that person?
They'll pull his license.
Well, screw the friggin' license. Look, I get that. Okay.
Well, he tells the truth anyway, but let me tell you how he gets around it. And so do all these other doctors. No. He says things like, well, if you were to have, let's say, a 200-pound pet kangaroo that was having problems. See, because all the peptides in the U.S., not for human consumption. For research purposes only. When you buy peptides to heal your own body in the United States, you have to check a box on the computer or sign something that says,
I know.
I understand this is not for human consumption. It's for research purposes only. Yeah. So, you know, I have a 300-pound pet kangaroo named Sam. And I do research
with Sam on peptides. And that's just the way it works.
But let's see. Okay.
That's how corrupt this country is.
Friggin' war for in part. Okay. So what the F are we doing having to do this? Because I hate self-censorship. I don't like that. I don't like it when people are saying, well, you know, unalive this person. No, you kill the person. All right. You are you so afraid that the word kill, the word rape, the word Muslim, the word fag or whatever type word? Are you so afraid that you won't get the clicks? That you won't get the listeners, the viewers, you won't get the retention rate. That's right. You won't get the fucking money. That's what the bottom line is. Go ahead, sir. I made my point.
There's a lot of people in that realm, but these top functional health doctors, they're out on YouTube taking risks every day, telling the truth. And I have mad respect for them. I love these guys because they're speaking the truth when the whole industry wants to squash them like a bug. And you know what? Americans need to take these crooked doctors and literally burn their skulls. I mean, you look at what they did over COVID. How many of these doctors sold out over COVID? How many of these nurses either took the clot shot, gave the clot shot to somebody else, and now we've got data to prove how damaging it all was. And they knew. They sold out. They knew ahead of time, and they did it anyway.
You know, I am so tired. But think about this, Sam. Here we are, you know, after COVID, the thing that they called COVID, the clot or the slab jabs or whatever you want to call that crap that they were pushing, the insanity with masks, the 6-foot bull crap, all of this. Here we are. And you know, so again, help me understand. We've got a population that is just still brainwashed. They're still getting these mRNA jabs or related whatever. They're still saying, well, you know what? Masks are in fact a good idea. You got people walking around with these things. I mean, okay, so then you got Fauci. Then we haven't even. Yeah. So you have a government with, like, you know, RFK's department, but the former, like NIAID, NIH, and all that, Collins and Fauci, and all these people walking around free. They're not dead yet. They're not hanging from a lamppost on Pennsylvania Avenue. Why? Can I ask why? Can I ask why the hell we haven't gone after these bastards? And at least, like, we the people. Because, see, apparently, Pam Blondie is too busy on Fox News. You know, got primping her hair and doing whatever. And, of course, Cash and Bunch, you know, Cash, look, you got, I thought Bunch, he did a great job on his podcast. But, gee whiz, hello?
What happened?
Is this thing on? What the, seriously, man. So here's the deal. Get healthy and listen to Sam. Okay. And go kick some ass ourselves. Let's go kick some ass ourselves because no one's coming to save us. And guess what? Saturday, you know, when all these black people and these illegals and the white trash people, yes, all colors. Hey, when they run out of money, and they're stealing shit out of your cart, out of your car, out of your house, out of your corner store. And you, what, you get winded reaching for your Glock? All right, there you go. Just tell me, just because I'm to the point now, man. We either do something or we friggin' don't. I mean,
well, remember Reagan used to say freedom can be lost in less than a generation.
Yeah.
You know, and we are with a generation of supposed males that have testosterone levels of 280 at the age of 23. Those aren't men.
No, those are eunuchs.
Those aren't men.
No.
You know, when I was young, you take the late 60s, early 70s, when I was a young man, the average testosterone level of an adult male was like between 900 and 1100.
And I learned about this, but yes,
I want to caution people about this because when you read your blood work, you're going to see what's called a statistical analysis.
you're not going to see what you think you see. See, most people look at the range and they say, oh, well, my testosterone level is 372 and the range is from 200 to 600. So I'm like smack in the middle. I'm in the middle of the bell curve.
Yeah.
You're not looking at a healthy level of testosterone. What you're looking at is a curve that describes two standard deviations to the high of the mean and two standard deviations to the low of the mean. That doesn't mean the mean is a good place to be. That just tells you for that particular lab and what they've analyzed, what the bell curve looks like. That's all it shows
you. Exactly.
If your doctor tells you the truth, he's going to say that range is crap. You need to be above 900.
You're
supposed to be a man.
Well, exactly. And that's the difference between a member of the AMA and someone who worships the AMA versus like a functional medicine doctor who may or may not be part of the organization who spells it out like that, because hey, remember, hey, boomers, you like me, remember when that grading on a curve just came out? Well, that's what we're seeing with our blood work. But go ahead.
That's exactly right. And I want to get into this. It's a little technical, but I want to talk about for men. I'm not really prepared to talk about how to fix a woman's endocrine system. But I spent a lot of time studying a man's system, and I know this. You have testicles, and they produce two things, testosterone and sperm. You have a hypothalamus in your brain, which has receptors on it that are part of the feedback loop. And so when your body senses that it doesn't have enough estrogen, I didn't say that by mistake. I meant to say estrogen. Your estrogen receptors on the hypothalamus convince the hypothalamus we're low on estrogen, and the male body makes estrogen from testosterone. And so the hypothalamus sends a signal to the pituitary gland, which releases what's called LH and FSH. LH is luteinizing hormone. That is a signal to produce more testosterone, which goes to your testes. And then the FSH is a signal that goes to your testes that tells it to produce more sperm. Now, that's the feedback loop. That's the closed loop system God designed. It's a beautiful system. So if your testosterone level is not high enough, it could be for one of two reasons. One is your testes just aren't going to make testosterone anymore. The factory doesn't work. Okay, that's called primary hypogonadism. The second reason is that your pituitary gland and your hypothalamus are not communicating properly. It's a problem with the management team, okay, not the factory. And that's called secondary hypogonadism, is if you're not getting the right signals. So for me, in my blood work, the nurse said, oh, well, you're making plenty of testosterone, so your testes are working, but if you want it to go higher, you're going to have to increase the signal. Now, there's a lot of treatments out there for low testosterone, and I want to caution everybody that you have to have blood work first that tells you whether you have a primary issue, a secondary issue, or both. You need to know. One of those three options is you. So figure that out first. And unless you have primary hypogonadism, do not take TRT, testosterone. Don't take the shot where they inject synthetic testosterone into your body.
Exactly.
Because that will shut down the rest of your system, including basically everything. Okay, and you will be on that stuff for the rest of your life. So if you're like me and primary is working, secondary is, mediocre, you have two choices. You can go with HCG, which produces more luteinizing hormone and also more FSH, but guess what? It suppresses the activity of your pituitary, which isn't good long term. But we do have this very elegant solution for men that's called N-clomiphene. Now, back in the 1960s, we had a drug called Clomid That was the name, the marketing name of the drug, Clomid, C-L-O-M-I-D. That was a fertility drug they were giving to females. The technical name for it was clomiphene. Now, clomiphene was made of two SERMs, one called N-clomiphene and the other one zuclomiphene. Now, the problem with giving a man Clomid that had both SERMs in it was that N-clomiphene had a half-life of a couple of days, where zuclomiphene, the other SERM, had a half-life of like 15 to 30 days. It's incredibly long. Well, zuclomiphene made your estrogen levels go up. So if a man took Clomid, his testosterone started to rise, and then it kind of tailed off, and then the estrogen just kept rising. Big problems for a man taking Clomid or clomiphene. Same. Now, with N-clomiphene, it blocks the estrogen receptor on your hypothalamus. Tricks your hypothalamus into thinking, we don't have enough estrogen, so we need to make more testosterone so we can make more estrogen, because we make estrogen out of testosterone. And so when you block that modulating, that estrogen receptor modulator, when it blocks the hypothalamus's receptor, a signal gets sent to the pituitary, make more LH and make more FSH.
Right.
But here's the cool thing. For most men, 90 to 95% of men that are on enclomiphene, their estrogen levels don't rise. Their testosterone levels can double. It's a fascinating thing. And when your testosterone levels get significantly high, generally it overrides the block of the SERM, and the feedback loop works. Now, there's a very small percentage of people that take enclomiphene and their estrogen levels rise a little bit above what you want it to be. And that can be dealt with. But we haven't had such an elegant solution for very long. And there's enough information. There have been enough studies out. Most men take 12.5 milligrams every other day, or some take it every day, depending on how low their testosterone is. Some men will take 25 milligrams, and that is something you can actually take orally, and it does work well. And so I would highly recommend, if your testosterone level is under 800, you go get some blood work up and highly consider taking enclomiphene, as long as you're not a primary hypogonad patient. And you will feel better.
He said hypergonad, Eric. He said gonad.
Hypogonadism.
Eric, yeah. He said,
if you're not a primary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just pointing that out. I'm kidding.
Not hyper, but hypo.
Hypo. Right. Right.
Yes. Roger that.
So hypogonadism. I think we ought to incorporate that word now to describe certain people.
Yes, the hypogonad generation.
Right. That just fits.
It's factual.
You know? Yeah. And a lot of what you're talking about, can't it be maybe attributed to, in addition to the mental and the indoctrination and mental programming, can this not be part of what we're seeing with this sexual confusion on either side?
Absolutely it is. Okay. Absolutely,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, if your testosterone is low, you're at a higher risk for a heart attack. You're at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. You're at a higher risk of having a BMI that is incredibly unhealthy and destroying your mitochondria, which will destroy you. You're at a much higher risk for cancer.
Yep.
And so not only does this have far-reaching implications on our national defense, by the way, that fact alone makes any excuse RFK would make about not bringing this issue to the forefront inexcusable. There are no excuses for this.
Yeah.
This has national defense implications at a level that's hard to fathom.
Well, look, speaking of that, okay, when you have the last idiot in there, Austin, or who was that? But anyway,
Chief Hypogonad.
There you go. But you know, you got soldiers wearing these animal masks, basically. It looks like some satanic ritual that you would see in the woods. Then you got these military people, guys in drag. What the hell? What, you know, man, I'll tell you something. Okay. How we haven't gotten nuked to this point in history, I have no idea. Or invaded.
They're afraid of our technology, but that's not going to last forever. If our society becomes feminized, that fear is going to go away. Our enemies are going to stop fearing the United States.
All right. By the way, can you OD on testosterone? Because right now, I'm about ready to just go take this on all by myself, you know, and we'll see how far I get. But a lot. By the way, folks, Sam Andrews, freedomtrain.net, Freedom Center USA. And if you want to, I'm going to tell you what, this guy knows his stuff. The guy's a killer. I shouldn't say that. The guy is a great sniper. And he trains people. He trains people how to use weapons. And if you don't take, if you don't get through his course, this is plural, better off than, man, that's on you. That's all I got to say. This guy has got the best of the best training outfit out there. And, you know, I've had people come to me and say, hey, would you promote this, you know, this training center? I have that, you know, no, and hell no, because of course, show me what you got first. No, sorry. There's nothing that compares to Freedom Center USA. I'm just going to say that. I have not seen anything, if it does exist out there. And Sam Andrews is the man. And I'll tell you something about ballistics. Yeah, I'm not a ballistics guy. I'm kind of like, you know, the after the fact, looking at the arterial spray on the wall kind of guy. Okay. But that guy's a ballistics guy. I would put him on as an expert in the full legal sense anytime in a court of law. So there's a lot good with Sam, and also his knowledge, personal up close knowledge about peptides. Listen to him, folks. Listen to him.
This is the future of healing. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I think it was 779 to be exact, 778 and change or something like that. This conversation would have cost me, or kind of sort of did. Okay. But anyway, continue, please, with wherever you want to go, because, you know, at this point right now, I'm just ready to, you know, I'm ready to find it, and I won't say it. Go ahead. Go where you want to go.
Well, whether you're a young person right now, or you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s, you probably have the ability to communicate to your grandchildren. You can tell them about peptides. I had 100% tear in my rotator cuff in my right shoulder in 2018. And the outside bicep tendon, which attaches underneath your rotator cuff, was about 95% frayed off. It was just about ready to pop.
I don't think you're under the hood here of one of your classic cars. I think you mean rotator cuff, but I apologize. But I get the idea. So that ain't good. Okay.
No.
By the way,
and so I went through a surgery, and I had a great surgeon, a guy named Victor Wilson, that has worked on some of the high dollar pitchers for the Cardinals, the minor league, the high dollar properties. And I was lucky to find him, because I talked to three surgeons before him, and they all wanted to just cut my bicep tendon and have me lose more than 50% of the strength in my right bicep. And I didn't want to do that, so I kept looking, and I called this brilliant Christian eye doctor that's in West Plains, Missouri. He has seven sons. Six of them are doctors, and one of them's a vet. I mean, his kids are so smart. It's hard to. And I called him. I said, Robert, do you think I could talk to your son about shoulder surgery? He says, well, he does knees and hips, but you definitely should call him, because he's the head of orthopedic surgery for Mercy. He's a top guy in the orthopedic world for Mercy down in that area. Give him a call. And so I called Robert Jr. And he said, oh, I'm not the guy to do surgery on your shoulder. I do hips and knees. But I tell you, I know the best shoulder surgeon in the area, and his name's Vic Wilson. And he's the guy that hooked me up. And Vic said, oh, yeah, we'll cut that tendon, but we won't let it fall. We'll drill a hole in the groove in your humerus. We'll pull some stem cells out. We'll stuff the tendon in the hole. We'll plug it with a carbonate cork, and you'll have full use of your bicep. And in 3 years, you won't even be able to see the hole or the cork on an x-ray. Your body will turn it to bone. It's a really cool deal. And I was like, that's my guy. And now I find out
that
with peptides, you can now heal a rotator cuff.
You know,
you can now heal tendons.
That blew me. Look, that alone, folks, listen to me. Okay. Cause I know there's people out there with knee problems, with ankle pain, with hip pain and all this stuff. As you get older, man, your body's falling apart and you just want to curl up in the fetal position and sob and, you know, rend your garments and listen to what he's saying. I'm telling you, this is good stuff.
Doug, there are doctors and scientists in Germany that are growing new cartilage in people's knees.
Yep.
And why aren't we doing this in America? Why not? I mean, make America healthy again sounds like make America last again. The way we're handling peptides in this whole industry. And I understand there's a war going on between the drug companies and the peptide people.
Well, screw the drug
company. Okay. The drug company's going to lose.
They have to, for our future, for the future of all of our generations, they've got to lose. They've got to be put out the pasture.
Amen.
God has, you know, we're talking about kind of what God has given us, in my view.
That's exactly right. Why do peptides work so well? Because they work within God's design, within his system. And what a beautiful system it is. Yes. The more you know, the more you marvel at the brilliance of God's design called a human being.
Amen.
And by the way, there are peptides, millions of them, coursing through your veins and your cells as we speak.
Yes.
These are not foreign objects like a drug from a drug company. These are natural communication messages that activate cells that get genes to express code that your body needs to heal. And it is brilliant. Yep. It is absolutely brilliant. And I would encourage everybody to look at this stuff closely. Find a functional doctor that understands peptides. And if you want to learn about it, try YouTube or Instagram. Look at some of these doctors that are explaining peptides and how they work and why they work. Because this technology, I mean, the genie is out of the bottle. It is absolutely, absolutely a tidal wave coming to healthcare.
And that's something, okay, just so people know, and Sam, you probably don't know this, but last Thursday I had Dr. Williams on, as I said earlier. And I just bared out all my problems. And here's a difference between conventional medicine and functional medicine. And I'm going to make you a promise after this statement. But anyway, you go to the regular, you know, doctor, the regular surgeon, the regular guy that, or woman that does whatever, cut, you know, slices, dices, and puts you back together again, and then gives you drugs to either bleed or not bleed or whatever. And that doctor will say, you know, you're going to die. Versus the functional medicine doctor saying, why do you want to live? Explain to me why you want to live and how you want to live, because you can. Versus, you know what? We get old and we break down and stuff happens. And, you know, some people just draw the bad family genetic card and there's nothing you can really do. And sorry about that. And too bad for you. And
well, the paint wears on you. That's a fact.
Oh, yes, it does. And it pisses you off if you're like me. One thing that it's a motivator, but in the wrong way. But I'll tell you this. Everything that we learn, that I learn, I will post, I will publish, I will give it to the listeners, the viewers, the people who care. Because this is so important. What Sam is saying is so important. This kind of goes straight to the heart of it all. And I'm so passionate about it because until you've been there, you know, like Sam with issues, me with issues.
It was actually the problems I was having with an intermediate heartbeat. And clogging in my left lower coronary artery, the one they call a widowmaker, that got me to start researching state-of-the-art health techniques. And that was almost 2 years ago.
Yes,
and
I remember.
I'm really glad I did. I'm really glad I did.
You wouldn't be talking today.
My arteries are clean.
Yes.
100% now, no calcium in them. I can do anything I could do when I was 25.
And that, my friends, can be, it certainly can be on display in his training courses, Freedom Center USA. I'm telling you right now, that man is, look, and I'm not just blowing smoke up his ass, but I've seen some things. I don't know. I can't explain it, but the guy is like a machine. There's some things I can't explain. And folks, you know what? You got to see it to believe it. The guy's good, and the guy had problems, and he, you know, and here's the other thing. You took the time out to seek the answers yourself, because the answers you were getting were not the ones you wanted to hear, or they were not acceptable to you, because you knew in your heart of hearts that you could change things, and you did. So I appreciate that about you. And that says a lot about people's characters too. And in large part, what we've been talking about is character, integrity, and the common sense stuff. But I digress. Go ahead. Did you notice the words just keep falling out of my mouth and you're not stopping me? Go ahead, sir.
No, I'm listening. I think that anyone who expected me to have health problems and lay down didn't know me very well.
Exactly.
And you know, when I was there in the hospital room with my mom the day she died, and her endocrinologist came in, and I remember that day like it was yesterday, a couple years ago, October 5th at 5 p.m. is when she passed. And I remember her endocrinologist coming in. I think my mom died at like 86. And she died of kidney disease that she got because she had type 2 diabetes.
And there you go.
And if I had known 5-6 years ago what I know now, my mom would still be alive.
I 100% agree.
That endocrinologist came in and he said, "Do you know, I've had a lot of patients like your mom, older women, and most of them died before the age of 65. Your mom fought this for 20 years like no one I've ever seen in my entire life. She is the toughest woman I have ever treated by a long way, by a factor of 5. I just thought you might want to know that about your mother." As if I didn't already know that. She was tough. And so anybody, you know, that expect me to lay down just because I have a problem with a clogged artery or something, you know, God gave me the ability to research and to think. And I read really fast. So I can cover a lot of material in very little time. And I have a good sense for when I'm reading a BS study and I'm reading a real scientist quality work.
Now, I've got a bunch of follow-up questions for you, but, you know, again, because I it's not about me, but it's about what I know. So I, you know, when the doctor looks at me and says, "I'll tell you what, man, there's not a place, there's not an art, there's, you are so plaqued up, basically. Mm-hmm. You won't need embalming. You could just, you know, you're just going to turn to stone." Okay, essentially.
Yeah.
And to think that Sam Andrews faced that very similar, maybe not as advanced, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'm a couple years behind you, but I wasn't far.
Right. Now, okay, there's a word. You got to want to. So anyway, so tell me, Sam, so if somebody wants not additional research, but wants to, you know, be proactive, I guess that would require additional research. If somebody says, "Okay, I still got some fight left in me. Where do they go to, number one, find out about peptides? Number two, what peptides to focus on to get? If you can't afford a functional doctor, if your insurance company doesn't pay for it.
Well, like I said, this is hypothetical. I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to triage or treat anybody.
Right.
Let's talk about my pet kangaroo and all the problems he's had, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I was just talking about my mom. You know, she died of kidney disease. Her kidneys failed. And these a-holes in the big pharma, big medical industry told her she couldn't get dialysis unless she had the clot shot. So she took the shot and she was dead less than 6 months later.
Ugh.
Makes me so angry. You have no idea.
Let's talk about
kidneys first. Right. Let's say your pet kangaroo has low kidney function, right? When you look at that filtration rate on your blood workup, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's below 60. Okay, you're not trending a good direction. You're going to wind up like my mother if you don't do something. But how do we fix that? Well, if I had a pet kangaroo that had kidney problems, the first thing I would do is research, how does the kidney work? What's it made up of? Do you know what makes up the filter media of the kidney?
The filter? No, I don't.
Small capillaries, veins.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, guess what? We just happen to have peptides that grow veins and vascular system.
All right. Yeah, I was thinking in another
direction. Isn't that amazing?
Thank you. Yeah, and that's important.
You know, for decades, we thought the liver and the skin are about the only organs on the human body that can regenerate. But now, with peptides and sending the right signal to the right cells with the right group of peptides, we can now grow filtration material in our pet kangaroo's kidneys. How about that for a miracle?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Golly.
I got a friend on peptides. He was a football player, right? He had Hodgkin's disease because his dad gave him steroids to help him build muscle when he was 18. And he got cancer. A radiation treatment, wound up with a scarred tissue on the inside of his right coronary. Well, guess what? He's grown blood vessels all around that to bypass it. And he's a beast. That guy can bench 400 pounds. And he's 60 years old. You understand what I'm saying? This stuff is real.
So if you're pet kangaroo, maybe you took your kangaroo into, Walgreens for the COVID stuff and flu stuff and the mRNA garbage. Yeah. And you really pissed off that your buddy, the kangaroo. Now, would this help?
Yes, but for a number of reasons. But the big blocks are, first off, it helps with autophagy. And it helps to remove oxidative stress, and it calms the cytokine storms, the inflammation in your body, which continues to reduce oxidative stress and these reactive oxygen species, okay, that cause so much problems. And so it really knocks that out of the park. And then with specific groups of peptides, like this GHKCU, CU stands for copper, has a copper ion in it. It's pretty interesting stuff, but it's what brings the elastomers and the collagen and everything to the tissues. That's like the raw material truck that comes in, like you're trying to build a house, and backs up with all the lumber and the trusses and the siding and the insulation and lays all that stuff out on the ground right on the job site. That's kind of what that GHKCU does. Now, the BP-157 and the TB-500, they perform other functions. TB-500 is sort of like the management, the foreman that directs all of the construction, all of the reconstruction in the case of a body that's damaged. But depending on whether you're talking about amyloid plaques and reactive oxygen species in the brain or whether you're talking about the body, it changes what your protocol is and what peptides you use, because not all peptides are designed to cross the blood-brain barrier and go into the brain.
Right.
But we have answers for all of this stuff now. The answers are there. And it's just a matter of getting with the right type of doctor and absolutely demanding that RFK pull the reins off this stuff. Remember the law that Trump passed that said if you were like a a cancer patient that was going to die that they couldn't, they couldn't
the right prohibit. To choose act or whatever.
the right to live, or right to choose or whatever it was.
Yeah.
We need that for peptides because all of America is dying right now. Our youth, the men in America are disappearing. Unless you grew up on a farm and your endocrine system wasn't poisoned while it was developing during puberty, you have absolutely the most disastrous hormone profile imaginable attempting to be a man. And you want to know why this stuff proliferates? All this DEI transition, blah, blah, blah. Men don't have testosterone in them anymore. Half of them feel like women. They can't even produce. They can't reproduce as a male. And you wonder why they want to transition to female? They already are.
And when you lack this, or when you are already, your body's already compromised from the Rockefeller medicine complex, okay, and the stuff that's getting thrown at us, plus you add that programming part that I spent a couple of programs on that, or shows on that, program behavioral drivers of action. So this is how we are being numbed. N-U-M-B-E-D, numbed. This is how
the men in our population are being destroyed.
There you go. Yes.
It's literally what's happening in America right now. And we are half a generation from being no more. We better fix this. And can we fix it with all boys, all men in this country? No. But can we fix it with 20-30%? Yes. Will that save this country? Yes, it will. But we've got to deal with it now. We can't wait 5 years. We don't have 5 years. We may not have 3 years.
I agree with you. And frankly, I want to be around to take care of business, okay, because I don't want to allow my inactivity for all of my years or my lack of effective action to I'm not going to give that to the next generation. Okay, we can't allow that, so we have to take care of business. And Sam, I know you're going to
I'm a disciple at this point. I'm just telling you, I am so angry that I can't go down the street to my healthcare professional and get some injections to grow new cartilage in my painful knees, but yet I can go to Germany and have the problem fixed rather than be strung along here and get a total knee replacement for $60,000.
It was actually my nephew. You said Germany. He flew to Germany to get those exact treatments or that exact cure, not a treatment. And, it cost him less than if he would have been dealing with the conventional medicine here in the States. So
absolutely.
It's hard for me to comprehend, but here we are. And we got problems out the backside. And you know what? I'm really getting tired of, I'm getting tired of excuses from people and even from myself. All right. I'm getting tired of this. We need to act, and we need to act now. And Sam Andrews, I got to tell you, is a guy that really understands the problems that we face. Sam, again, please continue. I don't want to take your time. And
well, technically, if you really want to heal your body, and the last thing I want to say tonight is that the first step for everyone is to get up, look in the mirror, look at that person in the mirror, and say to that person in the mirror, I will never give up on you. Because we have the technology now to help so many people. Hundreds of millions of sick Americans can now heal their own bodies. This is the most transformative thing I've ever seen in my lifetime, because this technology, this knowledge now exists. And if you think it's powerful today, imagine in 3 years with AI where we're going to be. So don't you ever give up on yourself. We are this close to solving things the human mind couldn't even imagine. And we now speak the language of God in the human body. And I'm not saying you can achieve eternal life through science. Eternal life is achieved through Christ.
Amen.
But God designed us bodies to live well past 120 years. You don't believe me? Epitalon. You know what a telomere is, Doug?
What language are you talking to me, brother?
End of the genes. End of the human genome. The end of the gene structure is something called a telomere. Yeah, do you know that a telomere length, the longer it is, the longer you live? The longer the telomeres are in your genes, it's a great predictor on longevity in human life. Do you know that epitalon, if taken properly, will increase the length of your telomeres?
No, I did not know that.
That is incredible, and it's real.
So what is
epitalon. So there's two names for it. In Europe, they call it epitalon, E-P-I-T-H-A-L-O-N. But in America, if you look at a peptide company to buy it, to do some research on your giant panda or your pet kangaroo or your pet raccoon, it will be spelled E-P-I-T-A-L-O-N, epitalon.
All right.
Okay. So you have these things, BP-157 in combination with TB-500, in combination with GHKCU. These are the tissue healing peptides that send the signals that bring the raw materials to the damage zone, that reorder the cells. And oftentimes, like with bones, your bones are actually stronger than they were when they were perfectly healthy. You want to hear a fascinating study? So if you imagine cutting one tendon and causing yourself really big problems in life, what tendon would you think that would be?
Achilles.
You got it. And guess what scientists did with rats and peptides? They cut the rat's tendon, their Achilles tendon, and gave them peptides. And their Achilles tendon grew back. It healed itself.
Wow.
That's how powerful this stuff is. You can heal tendons. You can heal bones. You can clean plaques out of arteries. You can clean amyloid plaques off the neurons of your brain. You can put new endothelial cells into your arteries and restore your arteries' flexibility. What's the number one killer of Americans right now? Cardiovascular disease. Retatrutide. MOTC, SS31, 5-amino-MQ, and then the healing peptides of 157 and TB500. And there's more to it than this, but I'm just telling you that we have proven protocols that fix and heal the human condition. And we didn't invent it. God invented it. All those programs, all those healing protocols and systems are in your genome code, but you have to have the key. The peptide is the key that unlocks the door to the library and opens the information that's the truth about how to heal your body. It's all natural. It's all part of God's feedback loop. It will not give you eternal life. It's not going to help you live forever, but it will help you get closer to that age that God designed you to live. And the last thing I want to say about all of this is, for so long, we've talked as Americans about lifespan. And that needs to stop. We need to talk about health span.
There you go.
How long can you live and do the things you love to do? Hug your grandchildren. Take your grandson fishing. Go for a bike ride with your wife. Okay.
After we take care of business.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little clean. We need a little governmental autophagy in this country.
Which, you know, I do want to, if with your permission, I know I was tardy. My apologies. But if we can spend a few minutes just in overtime, but not really because I was sorry. Just to kind of throw some stuff out there that I've got some people. Actually, it's interesting you're on tonight because I got a couple of email questions for you about different topical matters.
Okay,
if you have
go
the time.
Ahead. Sure.
Okay. Before we get to that, though, so if you're a kangaroo or gorilla or whatever, your buddy, if he's demanding, look, you got to give me some of this, this here you know, BP157 or whatever, after the research was done, and you say, okay, you know, it, so where do you buy this? How do you get it? Do you get it?
Verifiedpeptides.com.
Tell me again, verified peptides.
Verifiedpeptides.com, American made, third party tested for purity and function, high quality stuff.
You got any, do you have Sam Andrews or any, do you or any family members have any financial interest in verifiedpeptides.com?
No. No, I'm going to give you another company that's super high quality stuff too. Elite Biogenics. And let me spell biogenics for you. Elitebiogenics.com. This is a company owned by Dr. Trevor Bachmeier. And they have some really cool stuff on there you can't get at some of the other peptide places. But you spell biogenics, B-I-O-G-E-N-I-X. Elitebiogenics.com.
Got it.
And so those are two sources, and there are others. If they're American-made and they're third-party tested, and you see good reviews online, I wouldn't hesitate to give them a try.
Thank you for that. So verify.